Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tony Cloninger. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Cloninger. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Cloninger, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Crandall and he is out, bowling applying the tag. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloninger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kloninger hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first, with Cloninger covering, for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Tony Cloninger. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke juggles the ball. That's an error on Menke. Wynn moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis strikes out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Hendley pinch runs for Joe Torre. Ty Klein pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendley moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hendley scores. It's Astros, 2, Braves, 2. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bowling strikes out. There goes May. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aaron is walked intentionally. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. Aaron moves to third. Matthews moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.